Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, hello. I am back from... Oh my gosh, it seemed like it's been forever, but it's really just been a 2-week hiatus from journal entries. I was on vacation last week, which was honestly so needed. It was just 5 days of pure relaxation and zero responsibilities. Responsibilities is something that I've actually been journaling a lot about. And just, oh my gosh, that's a whole other episode, which is actually not today's topic. But yeah, it was just really nice to get away for a little bit. And the week before that, if you follow me on social media, you know that I've been going through, I don't want to call it issues, struggles perhaps with Griffin ever since he came back from being with his dad in February. Sleep issues have just been a thing. And I made it 4 weeks with me really trying to get him back into a routine, sleeping in his own room, me being up. It really felt like I was a newborn, but single parenting newborn, a newborn. And I gave in and now I'm co-sleeping, but co-sleeping also takes time to, like, you know, get into a routine and like, you guys, last night, at the time of this recording, last night, I put Griffin down in my bed, and I said, okay, I'm going to go brush my teeth, and I'll be right back in. And this was at, like, 8:30 p.m., because I've been going to bed around the same time as him. And he just kind of, like, drifted off on his own and, like, wasn't really needing me. And so I stayed out in the living room, and I watched a TV show on my own. Like a non-kid TV show. That's like a big deal. And that being a big deal just might show you what my life has been like recently. So anyways, with all of that being said, I have missed you. I am glad to be back today. And today I wanted to share with you Oprah's journal prompts, just a couple of them. My mom gave me Oprah's magazine, and this is something that is within those pages. And as I was reading more about her journal, it just struck me that clearly my life has been busy lately. I know your life has been busy lately, and life never really seems to get, like, simpler. Things don't really slow down. And even if there is, like, a big event that you're, like, prepping for, and then the event is over, something else fills that time, right? Somehow. Like, maybe it is even we just pick up a hobby or we start hanging out with friends again. Like, we often fill our time when it's available, if it even is available. And I have found that there actually is a way to slow down without adding more activities to your plate. And what I mean by that is, like, go meditate for 20 minutes or go for a walk in the park, which means you need to go commute to a local park and you know, do the whole activity. You know, that's a whole thing that you have to do. My version of slowing down is to simply be more aware and intentional. Anyone can do this at any point throughout the day. I believe that the more aware you are about everything from your routine and your schedules to your feelings and your behaviors and patterns, you will feel a sense of control, but also trust in the uncontrollable. That's huge for me. And I do this through journaling. So you can use journaling to tap into so many different areas of your life to be more aware and intentional. Oprah came out with a journal, and this journal in particular is all about love and happiness. And so I'm going to open it up for you, not the actual journal, but just her magazine. And it goes through certain exercises that prompt you to just kind of experience love. And she says that love isn't necessarily found in the big romantic love that we think of or that we see in movies or finding your soulmate, but rather that love exists in any given moment of our lives, which I totally agree with and totally love. And the set of exercises that I'm going to walk you through is to help you realize that your greatest power is your ability to love, to show it, to receive it, and to validate others as well. So let's dig in. The first exercise is called identify the love that you have. So the first step is to put a check mark next to all the instances where you've been shown love recently. And then she gives a bunch of examples that I will read to you. For instance, when someone gave you a sense of safety, when someone really listened to you, expanded your world with new people, ideas, or activities, made you laugh, came to your defense, showed that they knew you better than anyone, was there for you, handled things you're not good at, encouraged you to pursue your interest, was vulnerable with you, did what they said they would do, accepted your less kind moments, showed kindness towards you, took your needs or wants into consideration, and expressed what they honestly felt. None of those were, they said they loved me. They were just actions that mean that that person cares about you. That person has a level of love for you. Exercise two is acknowledging moments, big and small moments, that you have experienced love. And this is not a checkbox, but it is just kind of free form with guides. So it prompts you with what is the type of love, who gave it, and a favorite instance of this is when they blank. So the type of love might be romantic. Who gave it is your spouse. And a favorite instance of this is when they take your hand and start dancing with you in the kitchen when you're making dinner, right? Something fun. But also a type of love could be from your family. And it's when, if who gave it could be your sister. And what is something that she does that makes you feel loved? So it's making you slow down and acknowledge all of the moments that you actually have love in your life right now. The big moments, like maybe on your wedding day, but also the small moments like dancing in your kitchen or going for a walk. Exercise three. This is called reveal, and you reveal what's missing. So now that you have a sense of the love that's shown to you already, look through your answers to the first two exercises and then ask yourself if there are types of love that you're missing from others. What types of love do you hope to cultivate in the coming months? Again, this is free form, and all it says is the type of love that's missing and why you want to have it. I like that. Why you want to have it. Sometimes we think we want someone or something, but it's really just because somebody else has it. And we think, oh, my sister has it, I should do that too. Or my best friend is doing that, I should have that experience too. But do you? Do you really want that? Do you want it in the same way? So just questioning that. Exercise four, recall. Recall what you shared. So now let's think about the moments in your life when you've shown love to others. You put a check next to the top, what is it? You put a check next to 10 Here we go. 10 of the expressions of love and respect listed below that you think are the most meaningful to the people that you love, and then put a check next to the 10 that are the most natural for you. Not gonna lie, that one, this one's hard for me. I went through this. And also, when I first looked at this, I was like, what is the meaning of this exercise? And I guess actually, before I get into that, let me read you the examples. So there's a whole bunch of examples. And then next to each one, there's a checkbox that says meaningful or a checkbox that says natural. And as I just said, we're supposed to go through and just pick 10 that you feel the people in your life find most meaningful to them. And then the 10 that are most natural to you. So here are the examples. Listen without interrupting. Allow them their opinions. Courteously disagree. Tell them the truth. Apologize when you're wrong. Let them know if they've offended you. Celebrate their wins. Keep your word. Offer help when it seems appropriate. Give them room to learn from mistakes. Keep them in the loop / informed. Be patient / hold your temper. Validate their point of view and contributions. Keep their secrets. Show interest in their welfare and their lives. Promptly return their things in good order or replace them. Encourage and mentor. Try to understand and accept different perspectives. Bring an open mind to interactions. Be inclusive. Give praise freely. That is the list. And again, at first I thought, why are we doing this? But then I think there's a bunch of reasons why we're doing this. Being, it's important to take into consideration what those we love. What am I trying to say? Like what matters to them? I did a whole episode on love languages, more so from the perspective of what is your love language and what does that mean about you and about us? But the opposite is true too, that we need to be aware of those in our life who we love and what they prefer, how they feel love, and doing this activity of what is meaningful to them and what comes natural highlights when you put these checks and X's in the boxes, it's really clear of if you're aligned in that, if you're showing those in your life that they are loved in the way that they feel loved. And this is an assumption because we're not interviewing them, but also if it's completely off, right? If you feel like it's really meaningful to them to allow them their opinions, but you're naturally sharing yours, then it's just being mindful of that the next time that you are with them. So again, they can feel that love and support from you. Okay. Exercise 5, you just chart your answers, and it goes through family, children, acquaintances, romantic partner, and spiritual love. And you just rank where you are on each one of those levels for abundance, enough love, or need more love. So for your family, are you currently experiencing an abundance of love, enough love, or you need more love? Children, abundance, enough, or need? Acquaintances, romantic partner, and spiritual love. And then last but not least, number 6, aha moments. So now that you've completed all of those exercises, reflect on how much love you have now in your life. And also, I would add, where is it coming from? Is it coming from a lot of different sources and areas, or a few in particular? Second, how much love do you share with others? And third, where are the areas, or what are the areas where you feel like you lack love? And this is all just bringing awareness to the love in our life, what we have, what we feel like we're lacking in. And once we know that, we will continue to experience that love, because once we, I believe that once we, what we focus on expands. And so when we focus on the love that we have, we're going to keep experiencing that. And then highlighting the lack shows us what we can do, or at least guides us to the next step to feel more of that love. So my challenge to you is to think of whichever exercise I was going through and you felt a little jostle inside of you. I want you to go through that one. So the ones that are action-based for you would be exercise one, which was identify the love that you have. Exercise two, acknowledge the big and small moments. Exercise three, reveal what's missing. And then exercise four, recall what you shared. Recall the love that you are shared. That's the meaningful and the natural one. So whichever you were like, ooh, that seems good, or I should do that, that is the one that I would love for you to just think on and journal on the next time that you sit down with your journal and pen. Dig into that and see if you do have any aha moments, and if you have any clarity about the type of love that you deserve and the type of love that you want. Even if you are in a happy relationship, I think it's good to reflect on the love that you deserve. We are always changing and growing. And I think that that should be with your partner and communicated with your partner. So checking in on yourself and what you need and what you love and sharing that with them too is just going to make that stronger. And if you don't have a significant other, I think it's so much more important. I shouldn't say that. It's just as important to know what you deserve so that you don't settle, right? And to only pursue those things that you really feel like lift you up and fill you with love. And also you are prepared to give that sort of love as well. If you are interested in actually getting Oprah's journal, it is on Amazon. I did find a link for it, so I will put that in my show notes if you're interested. And I also did create my 5-day journal experiment, where I have a video of me every single day, actually two videos, where I give you clear direction on exactly, I guess, essentially how to journal, but why I ask the questions that I ask of myself and how they actually help me uncover everything from emotions and feelings that lead to clarity, and the way that I question myself to get to a point where I can truly process any emotion. From joy, but also the ones that I love processing are the quote unquote more negative emotions like sadness, loneliness, frustration. And I give examples of how to do that so that you feel confident with processing any emotions going forward. And I also do give you journal prompts as well every single day, so you can get more and more comfortable with going through that. So if you're interested in that, I'll also put the link in my show notes, and you can DM me if you want a coupon code to take $5 off of that. But anyways, thank you so, so, so much for coming back and tuning in and listening to this week's episode, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.